Presentation Skills for Design Students, Episode 8. Hello and welcome to Presentation Skills for Design Students. My name's Christina Canters, and this is the podcast dedicated to helping design students everywhere improve their presentation and communication skills. It doesn't matter if you do web design, building design, applied arts, graphics, hey, maybe you're a graffiti artist. There's something we can all do to become confident, creative communicators. So get ready to take your next presentation to a whole new level. Oh, hi everyone. I am just ecstatic to be recording episode number 8 for you. And it's not just because 8 is a lucky number in Chinese culture. And I know my mum will appreciate that. But did you know that most podcasts don't make it past their 7th episode? Yep. That's a stat that I learnt from Cliff Ravenscraft from podcastanswerman.com, who taught me everything that I know about podcasting. He's awesome, by the way. Anyway, so the fact that I'm recording episode 8 for you today means that I'm here to stay, baby. Yeah. So anyway, today's episode is 100% inspired by the very talented, very beautiful, and mega superstar, Beyoncé. Now, she certainly has a way with communication. I mean, can 13 million Twitter followers be wrong? I don't know. In today's episode, I'll be sharing with you 5 very important communication lessons that we can all learn from the sassy Mrs. Carter. But first, let's hear this week's story from studio. I'd like to thank Sadira, who studied industrial design here in Melbourne, Australia. Take it away, Sadira.
In our second year at industrial design, we had the option of doing an elective at Ceres Urban Farm in Brunswick, building a sustainable fish pond so that they could grow their own fish and sell them at their markets. And we've been doing theory for a while, so, you know, learning industrial design theory and, you know, colours, you know, whatever, the things that you learn. But this was the first practical class that we could actually get our hands dirty, which was really what we were doing. We were digging holes and, you know, we needed to dig those big ponds, so there were frogs and snakes everywhere. But the thing is that everybody got really excited and really enthusiastic about the project, and I realised that, you know, we're learning all this really awesome knowledge, but when we put it into practice, everybody really, like, understood what it was about. And everybody actually wanted to continue on in the next semester. So it was a good lesson that, you know, you always have to, like, turn your theory into practice to understand what it's actually for and really get the most out of it.
Awesome, Sadira. What a great story. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Now, there's a saying that goes, tell me and I forget, teach me and I may remember, involve me and I learn. And I believe that was by Benjamin Franklin. Or maybe it was Confucius. Either way, it doesn't matter. They're both pretty intelligent, wise dudes. Anyway, my point is, never underestimate the power of putting something into practice. So this is why I like to set you little challenges each week to get you involved in practicing your communication skills. Of course, practicing presentations and then delivering them is a really great way to learn. But remember, you communicate every single day. So use the situations you face in everyday life to practice the skills that you learn on this podcast. So there's a great lesson there. So thanks, Sidira, for that. Now, what's your story from studio? It doesn't have to be overly profound, just something that you learnt during your time as a design student. I would love to hear your story. Just go to designdrawspeak.com/story and follow the links there. Or if you prefer, you can record it on your phone and email it to me at christina@designdrawspeak.com. I love hearing everyone's stories, and it's great how we can all learn from each other's experiences. Okay, let's get to this week's topic. 5 communication lessons from Beyoncé. Now, there's no doubt that Beyoncé knows a thing or two about communicating with her audience. In fact, she's so good at it, she didn't even announce the release of her latest album. Yeah, when she released her surprise fifth album, get this, it generated 1.2 million tweets in 12 hours. 1.2 million! And I read somewhere that that peaked at about 5,300 tweets per minute. Now, that's some influence. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, the first lesson in communication that we can learn from Beyoncé. Costume appropriately. Have you ever given much thought to what you wear to your presentation? Do you just wear what you would normally wear, just your everyday clothes? Let me ask you this. What does Beyoncé wear when she's on stage? Mostly sparkly leotards, I know, but she dresses appropriately for the song and to really make an impression. She knows the importance of being very visual and connecting that to the performance. So I strongly encourage you to think about that for your next presentation. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and get a sparkly corset or anything, but just whatever's appropriate to what you're talking about. So it could be a particular color that is key to your design concept, or maybe a particular style of dress, or even bringing along some sort of prop to further emphasize your point. It's just worth thinking about, and it just shows that you've gone to that extra effort for your presentation and really thought about it. Lesson number two. Say my name, you acting kind of shady, ain't calling me baby, better say my name. Remember that song? Just as a side note, I don't know why they didn't consider me as a fifth member of Destiny's Child. I could have been the short, Asian-ish looking one. Oh well, their loss. Anyway, would you know, this song is all about communication. A girl suspects her boyfriend of cheating on her because he won't say her name. Now, the lesson here, if you're cheating on your partner, okay, just kidding. The lesson here is the importance of using people's names to make them feel good, which then makes them respond more positively to you. Now, Dale Carnegie, the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, he believed that this is really important. He said, remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Now think about that. Your name is a huge part of your identity. Think about how annoyed you get when people get your name wrong and just don't seem to care. I can't stand it when people call me Christine or even send me emails addressed to Christine. I can't help it, but I feel somewhat disrespected. I'm like, you couldn't even take the time to read my name properly and write the correct version of my name? And on the other hand, I must say it is a lovely feeling when someone takes the time to say, hi, Christina, how are you? Or bye, Christina, see you next time. It's really simple, but I've found that not enough people do it. So give it a go. Instead of greeting your friends with, hi dude, or hey guys, or even just a generic, hey, take the extra half a second to use someone's name. Believe me, people will look upon you more favorably, and it's a surefire way to make an awesome first impression. The third thing that Beyoncé can teach us about communication is use your body. Now, I think we can all agree that Beyoncé can certainly move. Now, I'm not going to tell you to start gyrating on the table and getting all bootylicious during your presentation, although that would be quite memorable, but I will talk about why you should adopt a powerful stance. Now, you see, when Beyoncé comes out on stage, she just commands attention and respect. When she comes out, she stands like Wonder Woman with her feet apart, her hands on her hips and her shoulders back. No slouching or timid leg crossing to be seen. Now, this is the same when you give your presentation. Now, you don't have to come out all macho and come across as all full of yourself. It's a bit different. But what I'm saying is look strong and look like you deserve to be there and that people should listen to you. So it's just a matter of standing with your feet slightly apart, keeping your shoulders down and keeping your chin level and not looking down at the ground and trying not to stand with your feet crossed or your arms crossed. Just think about keeping an open stance. And I will elaborate on this further in a future episode. But for the time being, just go Google a picture of Beyonce. Actually, I'll put a picture on the in the show notes for you. Communication lesson number 4. Smile. Now, Beyonce knows how to use her sparkling smile to her advantage. But she's selective about when she uses it. So if you look at pictures of her on stage, she'll come out and she'll be really fierce and she won't be smiling at that point. But when it's appropriate, she'll let out her beautiful big smile and just makes the audience fall in love with her. So smile when it's appropriate. If you're giving a presentation on a somber topic, then it doesn't really make sense to be beaming at your audience the whole time. That's a little bit off-putting. But when used correctly, it works to put your audience at ease, and as it demonstrates that you're at ease and happy to be there. So don't forget to smile. And the 5th and final communication lesson that we can all learn from Beyonce is audience participation. Now, there's a reason why Beyonce's shows sell out. She's not there to perform for herself. Nope, she is there 100% for her audience. I actually haven't seen her perform live, but I know that the best concerts that I've ever been to have been where the performer really engages with the audience and asks for participation. So how can you do this in your presentation? Short of asking for, "Oh, single ladies, put your hands up," you don't have to do that. You can ask the audience a question like, "Who's heard of blah, blah, blah?" Or, "Who's seen this picture before? Raise your hand." And just get people to slowly just get involved, and it helps them to, it makes them pay attention and sit up and listen. You can even invite your audience to ask questions along the way. So instead of getting right to the end of your talk and then saying, "Okay, are there any questions?" All right. You could pause. You could take a moment and pause at the end of each section and say, "What are your questions on that?" And that's just slowly inviting people to speak up and get involved. And that's what will make your presentation truly engaging and memorable. Okay, so there you have it. 5 communication lessons from Beyonce. I'll just go over them real quickly again. Number 1, costume appropriately. Number 2, say my name, or rather, use people's names. Number 3, use your body. Number 4, smile. And number 5, invite audience participation. I hope that those tips help you along your way in your day-to-day communication and the next presentation that you will be delivering. Now, your challenge of the week, I'd like to just go back to point number 2, which is using people's names. This is really simple. The next time you see someone, use their name. And if it's someone that you've met for the first time, try and really make an effort to remember their name. When you're introduced to someone, or when I'm introduced to someone, I try to repeat their name straight away. And then for some reason, it just keeps it locked in my mind better than if I don't repeat their name. So if I'm being told, "Oh, Christina, this is John," I go, "Hi, John. Nice to meet you." That makes it just a bit easier to remember their name. So give that a go. Or if you're in the supermarket, look at the checkout chick or the checkout chap's name tag and use their name. It will be a lovely surprise for them, because I'm pretty sure that does not happen very often. So give that a go. Well, that just about wraps up episode 8 for today. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate it if you could head on over to the iTunes store and leave a quick review and rating. It just helps the podcast get discovered by more people. You can also head on over to designdrawspeak.com www.beyoncé.com/008, where you can find the show notes and a really cool picture of Beyoncé that I've put up there doing a really strong pose that will hopefully inspire you. Anyway, I can't believe it's the end of 2013. How exciting. I can't wait to see what 2014 holds. So I'll see you next year with episode number 9. And I hope you have a fabulous end of year. This has been Presentation Skills for Design Students, helping you become a confident, creative communicator.